Good to be in the house of God.
Amen.
I tell you, I can't wait sometimes from one Sunday to the next. I'm glad we're going to come to church Wednesday.
Yeah.
You get a break from the devil.
Yes,
but, before I start, I want to thank the church. A couple of weeks ago when the men prayed, well, I'm having those problems with my chest. They thought it was my heart. That went down there and had all them tests run. And they said my heart's stronger today than it was in 2013. That's what they said.
Amen.
But I told them, I said, well, why am I hurting in my chest? I had to diagnose that myself. I got on the computer and looked it up, and from what I can tell, when I had that wreck, that belt pulled across my, where they cut me open my chest, and caused inflammation in there, and they had a big name for it, and it was about like having a heart attack. It caused my arms to hurt and everything. Well, they didn't tell me all that down there. I had to figure that out myself. That's heck, you go there and pay them thousands of dollars, and you got to come home and be your own doctor. That's the way it goes. Tell your Bible, turn to Proverbs chapter 12. Proverbs chapter 12. Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for Calvary, the blood and lamb, the goodness of God.
Yes.
I pray God set a watch over my lips. Don't teach anything contrary to teaching the Word of God. I ask you now, help those here, God, that might not be saved. I pray God that you speak to their hearts. Oh God, I pray you speak to our hearts. God, I need you to speak to me. I need your help, Lord. I need you each and every day. Help the preacher in the preaching hour. I pray, God, you'd bless, you'd meet with us and walk in and amongst us, God, and speak to hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Over in Proverbs chapter 12, it says, verse 1, whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish. A good man obtaineth favor of the Lord, but a wicked devices will he be condemned. A man shall not be established by a witness, but the root of the rich righteous shall not be moved. I don't know if I'll get any further than that, but we're going to start with this. It says, whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge. And let me ask you, do you love to be taught? Now, do you love to be corrected? Do you love to be told you're wrong? You know, do you appreciate who tells you, how it ought to be done? I mean, there's things, you know, I can't get and don't know how to do. And I appreciate when somebody tells me what it is.
Yeah.
Well, I'm working on a car or anything like that, and man, it ain't going right. Man, I appreciate it when somebody comes over and say, well, here's your problem. Let me show you what to do. But you got people don't like that. And they hate it. They hate it when somebody tells them that. But are you thankful for the reminders to change? Or wise, noble men and women will strongly answer yes. I mean, I need someone to tell me, hey, it's not right. You need to change on that. And when God tells me, or somebody preaches it from the Word of God, and it's coming from God, I mean, just a lot of people reject it. But you as a child of God, if you're wise, if you love instructions, you're going to listen to those instructions to where to help you in your life.
Yeah. Right.
To grow in knowledge, someone must, they must teach you. I mean, in school, you go to school and they taught you things in school. They're supposed to anyway. This day and time, little grandboys, they come home and Carol has to teach them more home than they do at school. You wonder, what are they doing at school? They don't do nothing anymore, I don't think. They go in there and they send a letter on him. He needs to count or how to count 1 to 100. Well, what are they doing at school? I never had to learn all that at home. I learned some, but they don't teach them nothing in school no more. All they teach them up there is rebellion. That's all they teach them.
Yeah.
But to grow in knowledge, someone must teach you. You must submit your mind and will unto them. I submit, when you come to church and the man of God's preaching or a teacher's teaching, man, you got to listen to him. You got to submit your mind unto him. And it comes. But now if you're sitting there, a lot of times I'll be sitting there and I don't know if it's what it is, if it's God or the devil sometimes. And I think, you know, be preaching. First thing you know, I get a thought in my mind, and then I go writing it down, and then I ain't even listening to the preacher. But if I don't write that thought down right there, then I forget it. But if you're not listening, you're not listening to somebody tell you, how are you going to learn?
Right.
You know, it'd be like me in school I had a hard time in school. I mean, I'm not a real smart person. And we had a teacher, an English teacher, and the ones that wasn't so great in class, we'd have a test. All you had to do is look up at her, and she'd say A, shake her head no. She'd B, shake her head no. Say C, shake her head yeah. So you passed the test. I like them kind of tests. You just got to learn to look up. All them other people had their nose down in the book going to town. But, you know, it's not like that. You gotta grow in knowledge. You gotta admit your ignorance and your error. I mean, you gotta know, I know that I'm ignorant on things, and there's things that I don't know, but you know, when somebody teaching me, and this was talking about whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge. I mean, I want knowledge, Brother Danny. I want to have knowledge, and there's a lot of knowledge I can't teach myself. Someone has to teach. Someone has to show me. God has to help me in my mind to be able to learn. I pray every day for wisdom and knowledge and understanding of the Word of God. And I try and I read and study. But you know, and if I can't figure out a word, I got a dictionary on my internet and I just go to it and I'll sit there and listen to the meaning 4 or 5 times and see what the meaning is and see how to pronounce that word. Hey, I don't have a big high IQ and all that stuff. Hey, it takes somebody to teach me.
Right.
I got to learn. God teaches me. He teaches you, and what you do with that knowledge is up to you.
Right.
I mean, you can waste it or you can use it. But if you admit that you admit your superiority in knowledge, you admit inferiority. This requires humility. I mean, if you admit that you don't know that, and you admit that you don't understand, it takes humility to tell somebody, well, I just don't understand.
Yeah.
If you've got a proud heart, and you're going to go in a class or go somewhere, and you're going to act like you know it all. And you got too much pride in you to listen and to succumb to the Word of God or listen to what God has to say.
Right.
And that's why a lot of people, they go to and in churches, a lot of these people, they say, well, I ain't going to go in there and do nothing. I ain't going to bow down. I'm not going to do this. That's why they leave lost. That's why they come in lost. That's why we as children of God go in our house of God. And you think, well, yeah, that guy, he can't tell me nothing. I know more than he does. You'd be surprised if God's in it. And God can show somebody, can show a man of God, he might be 25 years younger than you are, and he can teach you something.
Amen.
But it says here, whoso loveth instructions loveth knowledge. Man, I love knowledge. I want knowledge. Boy, I like nothing better than to have so much knowledge of the Word of God, not of this world. I don't care nothing about this world. I don't care nothing about all these things happening. I don't care about how you shoot a space rocket up and all that. I want to know the Word of God. I like to have the knowledge of the Word. I got friends. I got a few friends. And Mitch Knuff, you know Mitch Knuff. You ask that boy something in the Word of God, bam, he'll tell you. He'll go right to it. He'll tell you. He'll answer any question you got. That didn't come from sitting around not reading your Bible. That didn't come from not getting any knowledge. He got knowledge of the Word of God. But he's got a higher IQ. But the thing is, he loves knowledge. He loves it. You gotta love it. You gotta want it. You can't go home and throw your Bible down and not never read your Bible, not never study your Bible, and then expect to get up and tell somebody something. And you got, hey, you, it says, study to show thyself approved, a workman, study to show thyself approved, a workman need not be saved, right, and abiding the word of truth. You get in front of somebody, and you think you know it all, man, they'll put you to shame.
Yeah.
I tell you what, when these Jehovah's Witnesses come over, and you get ready, you think you're going to run your mouth, them, you better know your scripture. I mean, they say stuff. They train on just how to talk to people like you and me.
Yeah.
They tell them just what you're going to say. They tell them how to answer it.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, if you've got the Word of God, you got the knowledge, and you love that knowledge, and you like instructions, and you be able to tell somebody when they ask you a question, man, there's nothing more embarrassing than say, well, I'll have to study up on that. Man, that just kills me. I mean, I think, why shouldn't I know that? I mean, here I've been saved 39 years. I mean, that's pitiful. I mean, some people know the Word of God. They've been saved 10 years, and they can go in and out and show you all kind of things. That's to my shame. It's to my shame. That's what it is. I put it on not being as smart as everything, but as everybody, but it comes down to it, it's just my sorriness and my no good and the war I hadn't done like I should have. Where I hadn't studied like I should have. But only noble souls can willingly submit to be taught by another person. In order to love knowledge, you must love to be taught by others.
Yes.
I mean, you got to love it. I mean, you go, when I get on to go home, or I'm riding around in my car going somewhere, I get on the internet, I like to turn to the preaching. Mm-hmm. I mean, on the radio. You don't get much of it anymore. But there's some on there preaching. You get a few here and there. Most of the time you got all them songs they call Southern Gospel and all that. I mean, but you don't get on here good preaching much anymore. And you don't learn that. You hear that David Jeremiah, and he don't even use the King James Bible. I mean, he teaches the big swelling words. He teaches all this thing. And he's a real smart man. And I think, well, maybe I can glean something from it. I can eat the fish and throw the bones out.
Yeah.
And sometimes I do.
Yeah.
But a man like that with all his wisdom and knowledge, he don't have the sense enough to even use the right Bible. You see what I'm talking about? You got to love. He says, whoso loveth instruction, loveth knowledge. If you love instructions, you're going to love knowledge because you're going to want to learn. You're going to want to have the Word of God hidden in your heart. You're not going to care what it costs. To grow in knowledge, you must admit it. You got to admit, man, I don't know nothing. And then you pray and seek the face of God, and then God helps you. I mean, I'm recent. I have trouble. I have that ever since I was in the school, first grade. And when I was in third grade, they felt that I had problems. When I read, I have dyslexia, and I turn words backwards and move them around. So it's hard for me to read without keeping my finger on what I read. So I won't get ahead of myself, turn my words around. Well, you might read a paragraph, and you know what it says in one time. Man, it takes me 2 or 3 times to read it. A lot of times I can't comprehend it. That's why it takes me so long when I preach to get a message together. Because I don't want to come up here and make God be ashamed of me. I want to come up here and know what I'm talking. I want to know the Word of God. I want the knowledge that God gives to be able to understand and be able to read it. He said, for whoso loveth instruction, loveth knowledge. Do you love instruction? A lot of people, they're too proud. They don't want to take instruction. Men are bad about that. We'll get something and you got all these instructions on how to put this table together. Well, I throw them over there and I go to putting the table together. I don't read the instructions. And then I get messed up and I think, well, what's going on here? Then I have to go back and look at the instructions. I mean, all you have to do is read the instructions first and then you put it together. I get on a car, working on a car, and I get out there and something goes wrong on this, and I think, man, what in the world's happened? Then I go in the house and look up and see what the instructions is. We don't like instructions. Your flesh don't like it. But whoso loveth instruction, loveth knowledge. And that knowledge, to grow in knowledge, you must change. You got to change. Progress requires change, but it's a humbling with difficulty. When you got that humbling effect there that you've got to take and humble yourself to be able to learn. I mean, you go into a school or somewhere, yeah, you say you're going to start taking a class somewhere, and you go in there and this little young kid, and okay, I'll put it this way. My mother was in the hospital a while back, and she, this young nurse, this young doctor was in there, a woman. And she come in there and everything's fine dandy. But see, I was going to stay with my mama that night, and I wanted to stay with her. My mama didn't want me to. You got to know my mama. She didn't want me to stay there. And then that young lady, nurse, told me to go home. I'm 60 years old, and she told me to go home. Oh, boy, I got mad and went home. But I'll tell you what, if there was any holy cuss words, I was saying them all the way home. Because I'm telling you, I didn't like that. I mean, it was my mother, and I don't know why she's like that, didn't want me to stay. Next time, I'll sit in the hall. I'll be down here no matter what. But see, you don't like it. Your flesh rears up against it. You don't like instructions. When the preacher's up here preaching, and he's here knocking on your door, and he's plowing down your tater patch, you don't like that.
Amen. Right.
Hey, all right now. He's meddling now. They need to get out of the meddling department and get back to preaching. No, he's plowed. He's getting right where you live. He's telling what you're doing. Whoso loves instruction, loves knowledge. I mean, that instruction he's giving you, if you'll listen to that. And change means letting others see you where you're wrong. Change means altering long-established habits. Change means explaining your new actions to others. I mean, when you change, you need to tell people. And only noble souls can change, for the cost of changing is too great. The cost of changing is too great for most men. They get set up, they preach or you teach, or maybe you took a stand on something. Okay, God tells you you're wrong in that. Are you going to tell people that you was wrong? Are you going to have enough in you to be able to tell people you're wrong?
Right.
I'm telling you, it's whosoever loveth instruction. If you love instruction, I'm talking about the instruction that God gives you. If you love instruction and you love of knowledge, if you do like you're to be taught, if you don't do like to be taught, let me get this right. If you don't like to be taught, you're an animal, really. I mean, you're just like an animal. You know why? If you chafe under correction, you know, if you get rubbed wrong, you're like a beast. You see what he's talking about? I tell you what, you're like an animal. You take an animal who don't want instructions. I mean, my gosh, I took dogs, well, rabbit dogs, I took them hunting. And I try to be good to them dogs, and I try to do this right and that. And them dogs get out there and they won't listen for nothing. And here I'm trying to instruct them. I know there's a rabbit under here, and I'm telling them to get under here and get it, and they're going off into the woods. But see, I got a quick temper sometimes. And man, I get so mad, I put my gun up and put on, I start to shoot them. I think, you sorry, no good rascal. But see, they don't, that's the way we are. What a preacher Hyde had a gun up here, and every time we stray aside, hey, he'd want to shoot us. We'd all be laying down. Because you take God, I mean, it's just the grace of God. He ain't done killed me because he tells me to do this, and I don't do it. And then what? He comes along and chastises me, and he gets you back in the fold. And he says, all right, now, buddy, you do what I told you.
Yeah.
Like an animal. You can't. You got to train an animal. You got to teach him. That guy, I don't know if you've seen him, that Caesar 911, that beats anything I ever seen. That guy that trains dogs. He just goes up to them and says, like that, and they just stop and pay him. I think, man, it's more to it than that. Because I did my dogs like that, and then I got mad and pulled a tree over and beat the devil out of them. That made me mad. I can't help it when I get mad like that. I just explode. You might not think I do it, but I do. I mean, man, I don't see how you could just teach them. But that's the way we are. God, he'll take his time, and he works with us. He that loveth instructions, loveth knowledge. Boy, I like to have a lot of knowledge. I don't know what. In my little brain, it just blew it all to pieces. It'd be like that commercial they got where people looked at that stuff and all of a sudden the top of their head blows off. That's bad be. If I get the nod of my head, go poof. It'd be gone. But, and we read here in the next verse, it says, the next part of the verse says, but he that hateth reproof is brutish.
Yeah.
Is brutish. Brutish. Is the definitions of or pertaining to brutes or lower animals, as opposed to man, pertaining to resembling or characteristic of the brutes. He, in want of intelligence or in failure to use reason, dull, irrational, uncultured, and stupid. He says, but he that hateth reproof is brutish. So you're getting the wisdom and knowledge. Somebody's teaching you and showing you something, but see, they hate it and they don't like it. It says they're brutish. They don't. They turn against it. They're like an animal and turns against it. They rub them raw. It rubs them the wrong way, and therefore they get ill. You get ill and grumpy when people do it. Like someone not saved, and they come into church, and a man of God's preaching, and he says, you're going to hell if you're not saved. And then you think, well, he's talking to me? Yeah, he's talking to you. If you're not saved, you'll go to hell. You'll burn in the regions of the damned. How did I know that? Because I love the instructions, and I love knowledge. And the Word of God tells me in the Bible that if you're not saved and not born again, you're going to hell.
Yeah. Right.
But he that hates reproof, he's brutish. You can take preacher Solomon, for he wasn't politically correct. You know, over there in the Word of God, you think you're teaching of plain resistance instructions is foolish and brutish. Thank you for commanding men to love instructions and reprove by this Proverbs. You know, he's telling you here, you need to love it. You can thank Solomon that God gave him the wisdom to write this thing. In all of these verses here, he tells you, whoso loveth instructions loveth knowledge, but he hateth reproof is brutish. No doubt today there might be somebody here before they leave, they'll get upset. You say, why that? Because you got rubbed the wrong way. You got chafed the wrong way. It wasn't what you wanted to hear. I'm going to tell you what, everybody today wants to hear a lovey-dovey message. They want to hear that Jesus Christ, and He's just all love. He is love. But I'm going to tell you what, He's a God of wrath.
Right.
He talks about love all through the Word of God, but He also talks about wrath. He's a God of wrath. In verse Psalms 329, be not as a horse or as a mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with a bit and a bridle as they come near unto thee. You take a horse, I mean, if you're going to ride that horse, especially if you're breaking him and training him, then you got to have a bit and a bridle in his mouth. That's the way you got to have him. That's the way you got to teach him, because that's an animal. Proverbs 26:3, a whip for the horse and a bridle for the ass and a rod for the fool's back. You need to rise up. We need to thank God for teachers to instruct and reprove you. You need to thank God for a pastor who teaches you the Word of God. When you come in the church, you ain't worried about what book he's preaching out of. He's preaching out of the old King James, 1611. If he wasn't, I wouldn't be here. I'm not going to hear a stand and listen to a man. I get on the radio, and David, Jeremiah, him, or whoever, I'll listen for a few minutes, then I get where I can't stand, I turn it off. I think, why don't they use the right book? Why are they go using all these perversions?
Yeah.
They ever learn and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Parents teach children, and only brutish children resist and resent it. You take children, you teach them and raise them up, and they become good children. But they had good hearts. But you take some children, you raise them and try to teach them, and they resent it, and they hate you, they bruise, they mean, they despise you, and they go away from home and leave. And then look what happens. They'll end up in prison. Little kids, bro, parents tried to raise them as old, and they resisted against them, the parents, and they ended up in prison. I'm glad, buddy, when my mom and daddy whooped my hind end, I'm glad I know, and I respected them. When God gets a hold of me and tears me up now, it makes me love Him more and respect Him.
Yes.
It doesn't make me not like Him. It makes me love Him more because I know He's looking out for me. He's looking out for what He's doing for me, for how my life is. But you take people, people, they don't want to listen to instruction anymore. They don't want to listen to reproof from the parents. Kids don't. The only hope for success in life is to learn humility. Receiving instruction under a parent or teacher, a preacher. I mean, you want to learn. These little kids need to learn as they're coming up to be able to sit down and be quiet in church. They need to learn to sit down and listen. When you tell them it's time to sit and listen, they need to sit and listen.
Amen.
This day and time, yeah, beats all I ever seen. It's always been this way. You go to a Lutheran church or a Magic Song, kids sit there with their mouths shut, quiet, respect. Why? Because the parents will beat the devil out of them. You go in a Baptist church and they're up running around, going around, talking while the preacher's preaching, doing everything. Where's the respect? There's no respect no more. They like little brutish kids just growing up mean as a devil.
Right.
Bring them out and give them respect and show them the house of God is no place to play. A house of God is a time to listen to the Word of God.
Amen.
That's why so many kids grow up and die and go to hell out of Baptist churches.
Yes.
Pastors teach church members and only brutish church members ignore. They resist and resent it. You come in here and the preacher will preach his heart out. He'll give everything he's got to you. You think it's easy? You get up here and preach. I mean preach. But I get out of here, I'm wore out.
Right.
Preacher, you leave, Brother Dan, you're wore out. Because you poured everything you got into it. You give it all. Well, he don't hold back. He gives you all.
Amen.
And it's up to you to listen. It's up to you. You love instruction. It says there, whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge. But he that hateth reproof is brutish. The pastor's the messenger of the Lord's host, and he brings an inspired wisdom and truth from the Scripture. The Bereans were noble for having ready minds to receive the preaching in Acts 17:11. These were noble than those of Thessalonica in that they received the Word all with readiness of mind and searched the Scriptures daily for whether to do these things, to do things that were so.
Yes. Yes.
You search the Scriptures. They was ready. You come in, I want to be ready to receive the Word of God in my heart and to receive it that it's going to help me.
Yes.
God just didn't give him a message to come in here that it wasn't going to help you.
Right.
He didn't study for hours and hours to come in here because he didn't want to help you.
Right.
He come in here for your instruction to help you, to show you that your life can be better. Life in this world ain't better. Having all the money, doing everything, that's not better. Being in the house of God, being close to God, being filled with the power of God, and have the knowledge of God in your heart that you know what's going to take place, when it's going to happen, when He's coming. Jesus is coming back. Do you know anything about it?
Right.
If you've been here in this church any time at all, you ought to know. Because it ain't because it wasn't preached to you. But Paul commanded, he said, despise not prophecy. He told him not to despise it. The greatest key to progress and success in our area of our life is the appreciation and acceptance of instruction and reproof. Did you read it? Do you believe it? Will you show it in your life? If you do not receive teachings and change your life, when you are reproved, you are like an animal in the sight of God and wise man. I mean, man, if you don't, you get it and you don't change your life, that's like an animal. I had a horse one time, a pony. I've had ponies and horses since I was 14. That's what's wrong with my back. And I had this pony. I don't care what you did, that devil did not listen. The guy sold him to the pony to people, and his pony about killed the people, and they'd bring it back and about give it back to him. My daddy bought this pony, and he found out what happened. My daddy said, "You'll ride that pony, or you get rid of him one." I tell you what, that pony about killed me, and I about killed him. That pony, when I got through with him, that pony would be running as fast as he can. And I'd have that bridle in his mouth, and I'd be rearing back as hard as I could trying to stop him. And he wasn't going to stop me, he'd just stop, and I'd go over his head, landing on the ground, he'd look at me like grin. I'll tell you what, that's the way we are, that's the way we do God.
Yeah.
I mean, God's telling you, don't do this, don't do this, don't do it, and we just keep on going.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we don't love that instruction like we ought to. Jesus Christ must teach you to make perfect, to make you perfect. And I mean, and it will be, only happen if you're ready to receive instructions and if you love reproof. If you're humble, eager to be taught, He'll send teachers to increase your knowledge and to help you.
Yes, sir.
And He will. I mean, I'm not the greatest reader in the Bible. I read my Bible every day and everything. But there's been a time that I didn't do that. Because one thing, I don't like to read. I've never liked to read. But, you know, I like reading my Bible. And I like to read my Bible. I read my Bible. But you give me a book, you tell me to read that book, and you're going to ask me some questions at the end of that book, I'll read the first and last page. And then I'll give you a report. That's what I did in school because I hated reading. And it's to my shame that I did that. Because look at all I missed. And then number two, Proverbs number two, it says, "A good man obtaineth favor of the Lord, but a wicked device will he condemn." A good man obtained the favor of the Lord. I just thought of something. I didn't cut my phone off. Excuse me a minute. If that thing would have rung, I'd have been embarrassed. I said, "Is this phone ringing?" But a good man obtained the favor of the Lord. But a man of the wicked devices will condemn. In here, God raises beggars up out of a sewer, and put them on the throne of glory. And He can put the greatest monarch in the world history out to pasture. I mean, literally, He can do that. Over in 2 Samuel 7, Now therefore, so shall they say unto my servant David, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote. And I looked up that word sheepcote, and that's talking about a sheep pen with covering over it. And you think about that, animals, if you raise animals at all, they get in there and they don't care whether they use the bathroom, so they just use it and walk in it and all this stuff. You know, God can take you out of that, and He can look at David. David was in that type of atmosphere, and God took him out and made him a king.
Yes.
He can do you the same way. He can take you out, and that's what it's talking here. A good man obtained the favor of the Lord, but a wicked man devises will he condemn. He take a good man out that he knows he can use, and take him out and reward him in his life and in the next life. You take David and Nebuchadnezzar, and his rewards in the next life. You think of Lazarus, and he's a rich man. Lazarus was out begging for bread, and the rich man had his rewards, but then Lazarus died and he went to paradise, and the rich man died and went to hell. And what did he do? He was burnt and tormented from the rest of his life on.
Yeah.
He says here, it says, A good man attaineth favor of the Lord. Boy, I want the favor of God on my life.
Amen.
I want the favor of God on my life to be able to preach. I want to have the favor of God on my life to be able to go out and do a work for God and be able to go out and tell people about Jesus. I want the favor of God on my life. I don't want the favor of God on my life till I have all kind of money and all that. I just like to have a little wisdom, a little knowledge, a little understanding, just a little that I don't have now, that I'd be able to go out and be a help to somebody. I don't want to go out and preach in a church and old people come and say, oh, I have a good message. I don't care about that. I want to know what it did spiritually, how it affects you spiritually. And so it says, a good man attained the favor. Let me ask you, have you got favor of God? The Lord's favor is wonderful. It's better than, you know, the mythical Midas touch. You know, when you go down and they work your car. It's better than that Midas touch. It's better than friendship if you go with Bill Gates was your friend. The friendship of God is better than that. It's better than getting the Presidential Medal of Freedom with distinction. It's better than all that. Being friends with God. Buddy, I'm telling you, I like me and my friend yesterday. He was having trouble. Me and him called each other back, and I was working on a chainsaw, and I went over there, and he helped me, and then he called me up. He was working on one. And you know what? It's better for a friend like that. And me and him prayed over that chainsaw. And you know, a little bit later, he called me back, and he fixed that chainsaw. Said that chainsaw run like a new one. Why? Because God, I'm not ashamed, Brother Robert, to ask God for simple things like that. Everybody thinks God is up there and He's not to be bothered unless you got some big prayer that you need answered. That's not how God is. God likes the simple things.
Yeah.
Hey, I love it, Brother Dan, when I pray to God, but on something simple. Oh, that's just something with me. I mean, I do mechanic work, and I can't get this nut in there, a bolt, and I work, and I work, and I work, and I pray and ask God to help me, and just a few minutes, went right in. That's God does it. You said, oh, no, that's just chance. No, that's God does that. My friend worked on that chainsaw about 4 or 5 hours and couldn't get it to run right. He said he got the prayer, and I prayed for him, and he said he got the prayer, and wasn't just a few minutes, he had that thing running perfect. That's God. God in your life. You know why you don't know if God's helping you? Because you don't ever pray. You don't ever seek God to find out if He's even with you or not.
Right. Amen.
Oh, you get down and out of money. Oh, God, I got to have some money. Oh, God, I got to have this. I got to have that. Oh, I'm sick, God. Help me. Oh, sure, He can do all that. Like I told you, they said my heart was better today than it was in 2013. And that was God. And I know that. But a good man obtaineth favor of the Lord. He obtains favor of the Lord. This is nothing like it is in the world. Or the next, over in Psalms 4, 6, it says, there be many that say, who will show us good, any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of the countenance upon us. But thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in thine, that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At the right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And I'm not going to get through it as I get started. But I tell you what, a good man obtaineth favor of God, of the Lord. But the wicked devices will he'll condemn. And the wicked got devices that they use against you and me. They got devices that they can come up and bother you and just know how to get on your nerves and just know how to affect you and push them right buttons. Because why? The devil, he's a master of it. And I tell you what, I'm glad the Lord I have favor of the Lord. If you're saved and born again, you have favor of the Lord.
Amen.
Father, we go to your name in Jesus Christ. Thankful Calvary, the blood of the Lamb gives us to God. I pray, God, as maybe as scattered as this was, Lord, it might be a help to someone. And Lord, I pray, God, that they weren't even lost today. Oh God, I pray, oh God, they'd feel the flames of hell. I pray, God, they'd smell the smoke from hell. God, I pray they'd see themselves, they'd hear the scream. God, they might get saved. And you don't promise another moment. Lord, I know you're coming. Me and my friend yesterday was talking about how things are. And you can just like the anticipation on a child of God's heart, anticipating you to come, looking and feeling for you to come. Oh Lord, I pray, God, don't come before someone in this church that's not saved, get saved. Oh God, I pray you help us today. Oh God, Spirit, move in, Lord. Walk up amongst the aisles, speak to hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.